Yeah, what is up, guys? What's up, motherfuckers? Welcome back to the Clemente Rivera podcast. I'm thinking of renaming the Clemente Rivera podcast to the Clemente Rivera show. I don't know. Just podcast seems a little too technical. But I am recording this from my room, like my personal room, and I'm not even recording the video, just recording audio. So I hope you guys realize that neither you or anyone else listening really gives a fuck about what I just said. And that's interesting too, because people talk and say things that no one really gives a fuck about, right? So that's cool and that's fun. There's been so much shit going on in my life, and I feel like the past couple of years have just been a constant me in some sort of like problem. And like a constant me in some sort of moral or philosophical or like spiritual dilemma. And I'm always like, I'm always quote unquote dealing with shit. And I'm kind of coming to the realization that that's not a healthy way to cope with things. Always being drenched in bullshit. People don't like being around you. People don't like being around people who are always just busy or always going through some shit or always have something that's, you know, hurting them. And granted, I've been going through a lot in my life, but, you know, I'm sure so have you. So I've just been pretty much introspective lately and kind of going through, you know, I started when I was 20 and I'm about to turn 23 in January. So it's been a solid, you know, two and a half, three years of just kind of lostness and sadness and just confusion about a lot of things in my life. I wish that I could say that it hasn't been, but that's just the way the cookie's crumbled, you know? That's the way the cookie has crumbled. And I'm sorry that my voice is a little fucked. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm just going to explain to you why my voice is fucked up, because I'm congested and it's fall. And I was screaming at my dad the other day. Like, we had a screaming match where I just kind of broke down and just screamed and fucking acted like a maniac. But that's neither here or there. That's just kind of telling of what I'm going through. But it's just kind of hard to be a son, and being the son of a first generation, for like a first generational immigrant, like son, like, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of pressure on my shoulders, and we don't always see eye to eye, and they don't know how to do their things. They only know how to do a couple things right, but they don't know how to do it all. And neither does anyone else in this fucking world, you know? But yeah, I guess that's part and parcel is why I've been, you know, so down, is because my family's pretty much fucked up. But whose family isn't a little, you know? I mean, even when they're not so fucked up, they're fucked up. And if that makes sense, even when a family's so put together, deep down below the surface, they're all a little fucked up. Because if you think about a family, what a family is pretty insane. I mean, it's a group of people who have to work together to do certain things and that love each other and that blood ties them together. And that's crazy that some people that you love and that you admire can also be the same people that you almost hate to a certain extent, you know, especially your parents. I think parents are easily one of the only people in your life that you can almost hate. And I don't mean hate like, you know, like dark hate, but just hate being around, or don't like being around so much, or don't like talking to and hating and loving with every fiber in your being, you know? Yeah, it's fucking crazy, dude. But just going through a lot of changes in my life, having to figure out where I'm going to live or making money, finding purpose. My mom and my dad, especially, it's not even my mom. It's just my dad's on my ass 24/7 about life. And I'm not sad. My voice is not a sad voice. It's just I'm raspy because I've been kind of sick and congested. But yeah, I'm 23 years old and I'm almost 23 and I have a fucking baby blanket that I sniff regularly. And I sniff it for happiness. There's no other, it's a creature comfort. I literally sniff it every single day of my life. Before bed, when I wake up, I sniff it, and I just sniff it for about, throughout the day, I'll sniff it probably about 20 minutes, easily. 10 or 20 minutes, easily, I sniff that fucking thing. And if you are the group of people who think having a baby blanket at almost 23 years of age is cool, then you're my kind of people. I mean, seriously, if you don't have a baby blanket, you're not fucking cool. Nothing's cool about you. I threw it away on purpose. I needed to just throw it away. Go fuck yourself, okay? If I could just inherit all the baby blankets in the world, I'd be a baby blanket maniac, okay? I'd be a baby blanket fucking bubbaluba. I'd be a baby blanket fucking bubbalooba. They would call me the baby blanket bubbalooba, you know? And I like baby blankets a lot. I want to make a new one. Like, this one's raggedy. This one's fucking disgustingly raggedy. And I want a brand new one. I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to make. Like, because a baby blanket, it's a rag now because it's been used and smelled so much. So that's why it's like a rag, you know? But anyway. Yeah, dude. Just fucking hopelessness. It feels like almost legit hopelessness sometimes. Everyone has a low, so this is mine, you know. I made a TikTok yesterday kind of announcing that I'm starting my self-development and self-improvement journey. And this is not one of those 90-day challenges. Don't drink this for 90 days. Wake up at 5 a.m. for 90 days. You know, as I've gotten older and my ripe age, I don't believe in any of that shit anymore. Doing things consistently is good, and that's kind of needed to grow. But all that challengey bullshit and all that adhering to a very strict way of doing things is kind of bullshit, because if you're not that person already, you're going to fall and fucking break. If you just try to jump on some, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. I'm going to fucking eat only meat. I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to go to sleep at 8 p.m. I'm not going to go on my phone an hour before bed. I'm not going to watch porn. I'm not going to masturbate. I am going to work out twice a day. I'm going to do 3 45-hour workouts a day. And I'm going to take fish oil, and I'm going to wake up at 4, the crack of dawn, and I'm going to go work out in the water. I mean, that's no one just jumps into that. You have to, you know, I'm not saying you have to be slow about it, but you just have to fucking start with the most important things and then ease your way up to the things that enact one or two things that will cascade a lot of change in your life. Enact and engage with those things. So if it's working out once a day or not eating bad, you know, for 5 days a week, not, you know, eating good 5 days a week, then that'll change you a lot, you know. But fucking, you know, I mean, eating fish oil, that's not going to be a huge game changer into your life. It's not going to be the magic pill. People are always looking for a magic pill, you know, and I've stopped that. It's 90 days of being on the path to a better me. And that's a vague because it's vague for a reason. And I wrote it on my wall. I got a big sticky note and I put it on my wall and I taped it. And I said 90 days to be on a better path. And that's my goal, is just to be better in 90 days. It'll be February 17th, I think, until then. But yeah, man, my main goal is to get my shit together, make money, get out of my dad's house, lose weight. I'm trying to start a business now. I have a couple of business ideas that I'm going to start. They're online businesses, so there's pretty low investment, but I will be making money with those businesses as soon as I possibly can, and then saving it and then leaving this house, because I can't. You know, they say it's good to leave your parents' house, and people always talk about how when they left their parents' house, they just kind of got so much more happier, so much more fulfilled, so much more content and peaceful. And I have nowhere else to go right now, so I got to be here. And that's a situation that's not really their fault. That's kind of my fault, you know, that I have to be here. But what is the parents' fault is a large portion of the tumultuous relationship between you and your parent is also on your parent too, because they're adults. But as you get older, you start to realize that adults are just stupid people too. Adults are simply stupid people. You know, not to get too personal on the podcast, but my parents have been going through a very ugly divorce for the past 5 years. Ask me why it's been 5 years and I wouldn't be able to tell you. I have a gun to my head too and I'll die. Because I wouldn't know what to say to you. I don't know why. I mean, they're just fucking stupid people. You know, and they're just dumb. But they're adults. But I thought that for a long time that adults knew how to act, but they clearly don't. You know, if adults can behave so immaturely, it makes you wonder how immaturely you can act as a fucking 20-something, you know. Which is very interesting to me. But I digress. They've been divorcing for 5 years, and I always kind of go back to the fundamental idea of how does this have anything to do with me? I mean, if you think about it, you know, you're the result of two people just having sex, and then they made you, and somehow every kid in the world is one way or another going to be at the whim of their father's and mother's tumultuous relationship, whether it be prolonged or whether it be short, but you're going to have some sort of friction at some point. I would say for a large percentage of people, a large percentage of children, sons and daughters, you're going to go through something negative when it comes to your parents. And I say this with a very, begrudgingly, because one of my best friends, his father sadly passed away. And, you know, when I complain about, or when I kind of think about my parents and how much trouble or like how much drama has been instilled in my family amongst my parents and all that shit, and how I'm resentful towards them, I just think that, man, how can I complain? I have both of them alive. And that's partially true too, but that's also similar to like saying that you can't bitch about having a bad day at work because there's some kid in China that's fucking dying, or some kid in Africa. The old cliche, kid in Africa is fucking dying, his ribs. He looks like he's doing a fucking bodybuilder vacuum 24/7 because he has no food. And it's like, yeah, that is true. People do have it worse. But, you know, and that's good to have that kind of perspective. It's good to always, you know, be able to tap into that ultimate, into the alternate dimension, and understand that your situation is not as bad as it seems, but it is bad. You know, people do go through things, and it's things like that will make someone question if they're fucking like, oh my God, like people are going through so much worse. How can I complain? But it's like, dude, your problems are your problems, man. You know, your problems are your problems. So, but anyway, dude, I mean, fuck, dude, it's been 11 minutes and we just talk about a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of sad shit. And I know I'm always joking on the podcast, so I think it's probably good that I get a little, you know, serious for once. But I'm having a Friendsgiving tonight, you know, and that's going to be fun. Having a Friendsgiving, you know, someone in the chat, we have a Friendsgiving chat, and it's tonight, it's like in 3 hours, and someone in the chat was like, the host of the Friendsgiving was like, is anyone allergic to anything? And someone said, yeah, I'm allergic to cashews. And someone said, yeah, I'm allergic to coconuts. And I said, yeah, I'm allergic to white people coming to a foreign land and just killing indigenous people and then taking their land. I'm allergic to that. And then, I said, nah, I'm fucking joking. I'm all for it. Kudos. I said, nah, I'm fucking with you guys. I'm all for it. It was just a very aggressive joke, but I'm just being funny. But like, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, every country has their faults, right? Everyone has their faults. And if America comes to this country and just slaughters a bunch of indigenous people, I mean, who are we to say that we're bad, you know? Because, you know, I mean, we're not, you know, people go through things and people dominate other countries. And that's kind of the way of man, is just to dominate other people and do and take what's yours and take what you want and don't ask questions, just fucking do things. And, you know, every country has had some sort of invasion and conquering and pillaging and slaughtering. I mean, geez, like, what the fuck? It's like, this is why I'm saying, I'm not saying indigenous people don't exist or like, I don't understand what does indigenous mean, because does indigenous, like, no one owns land. You just conquer it. Like, if we Google what indigenous means, I know we're going to get this. I'm not even trying to be political. I'm really not. Indigenous. I mean, let's see what this means. I think I probably talked about this before. Originating or occurring naturally in a particular place, native. Okay, that doesn't mean anything. The only thing that is indigenous is people that live on earth. Those are the only indigenous people. The only indigenous people are people who are of earth. That's it. So that means that every country and every piece of land is open for conquering, and it's open for may the best man win. I mean, if we think about it logically speaking, like, yeah, I mean, isn't that kind of how it goes, right? The fuck? Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's not political. Like, if, you know, if I live in America, and you probably live in Europe, or you might live in fucking Mexico, or whatever country you live in, whatever hellscape of a country, because let's be honest, every country is a hellscape. But I live in America, and if some Chinese regime just landed in my city and overtook us, I mean, yeah, I would try to fight, but it's like, may the best man win. Like, you know, kill me, kill us, dude, kill us. And if you want our land, let's fight. But happy Indigenous Day. Happy Indigenous Day. Happy Indigenous Day. It's like, what? I mean, fuck, dude. America celebrates crazy shit. This is what I'm saying. Like, indigenous, we just fucking kill people. I mean, it's kind of a beautiful thing, bro. Honestly. I mean, I just the cockiness of America, and just we're arrogant, and we used to be really arrogant, which I miss. I was barely even sentient. I was barely even sentient when we were that fucking arrogant, and I somehow miss it. Isn't that insane how I miss a time that I wasn't even alive? Like, I wasn't even really, like, I wasn't cognizant of the balls that America had, but now I am. So, like, it's like when Tupac released his posthumous album, like his album after he died, that shit was so good. I was listening to Tupac, his album, after he fucking died, and then I got introduced to his old shit, and I love Tupac. Isn't that amazing? Like, I don't understand. It's insanity to me that I can just love a time where I miss when America just kind of just didn't give a fuck and just did whatever. But now we got to do so much shit, man. Honestly, dude, what I really want to do, and I'm being so honest, I want to get rich before I'm 30. And I want to find a nice Filipina or Latina girl or some Thai girl, some beautiful Latina or Filipina or just some gorgeous girl that I'm fucking like, God, this bitch is hot and beautiful. And I want her to be the mother of my children. And I want to have an apartment in like New York or some fucking shitty ass, you know, beautiful city. And I want to have a farm here, and then I want to have like a house in some other country and just travel from country to country, from like this country to another country, and have kids. I just want to run off with some Filipina bitch. Like, that's what I really want. I want to get rich. I want to get fucking filthy, disgustingly rich, and then do it. Because I just want to escape this country. I mean, this country is just, you know, I don't know, man. It's just crazy. How, it's just crazy. Everything's crazy. Everything's crazy. Everything. Everything in this country is crazy, dude. 5 people, 3 kids shot at University of Virginia. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm 3 young black men shot in a homicide at the University of Virginia. And I'm like, dude, I mean, it's fucking horrific. It's horrific. It's world-shattering news. It is life-altering. It is spirit, and it is spirit-hurting news for 3 families of those young men who got shot. It is, I don't know how I'm going to be able to go on. I don't know how I'm going to get through this time without these 3 boys. It's that. And I'm looking at this news, and I'm like, well, I mean, another day. And it's sad, dude. It's fucking sad. But welcome to America, bro. I mean, welcome to this fucking, this country. Land of the free and home of the brave, baby. Land of the free and home of the brave. And the sexually depraved. Home of the free, land of the brave, bro. Like, it's insane. But, yeah, man, I just want to make a bet that your belly button stinks. Dude, I told this girl, oh my God. Oh my God. I just, what else, dude? Like, the other day I went thrifting with a friend of mine. This friend of mine, she's a good kid. I really like her. She's, you know, she's a homie. It started out as a crush, and then she fucking curved me. And I don't know. I'm trying to do shit just to like learn about myself. Like, I could have just like not been her friend, but she's a good person. She's like a really good person. And they say men and women can't be friends, which I really don't think that they can, because sex is always on the table. But I've had a girlfriend, like a best friend, that was a girl that I never even did anything with. Now, would I have? Probably. But, I mean, you know, we went to go eat Filipino food or Filipino food. Pinoy food. It was really good, bro. She's fucking funny. She geeked me. But yeah, bro, I mean, we're just ranting and raving. I've been working on a website. I've been trying to, you know, working on a website. I'm going to start, you know, uploading some more videos on my TikTok. Y'all should follow my TikTok at LoveCleme. But I got a Friendsgiving tonight. I don't know, man. My voice is raspy. You know, wherever I go, I usually dominate the conversation, but that's not going to happen tonight because, you know, I just try to dominate the conversation just to fucking make up for my lack of... Actually, I'm just being funny, bro. I don't even know. I just try to be funny. That's all I really do. Honestly, I just try to be funny. I legitimately try to be funny, and I just like to make all my friends laugh, and it makes me giggle. But what about the word stunning? Everyone says stunning so much. Like, I was on websites, and everything's stunning. Check out these stunning views. These stunning views from the third floor. Stunning landscapes. Everything is stunning. I mean, fuck, how stunning can something be? But anyway, I'm ranting. Honestly, it's been kind of down, guys. I'm not going to lie. It's me against the ropes of my own mind. A large percentage of it is, you know, I kind of had this little bit of a fucking epiphany. I was like, you know what? A lot of what you're going through is made up of, is kind of compiled of three things. Now, what you're going through is compiled of three things. The cards that you've been dealt, the cards that you're dealing yourself, and the cards that you're dealing to others. And by translation, I'll just kind of say it like, what's happened to you, okay? What you've been doing to yourself, and then what you're doing to others. And I realized that, and I'm like, fuck, dude. Because I'm not doing everything I could for others. The world is not, it hasn't done everything it can for me, but that is the way of life, is that it doesn't do enough for you. And then you have to figure out how to come up and rise out of that. One of my best girlfriends, she's just my friend, and she's been through a really tough life, and no dad in her life, and her mother's had issues, and she's had to figure out on her own. And, you know, it's just kind of amazing how people go through so much. And not just everyone, dude. My nephew, everyone's going through something, you know. But you have to divvy it up, and you have to kind of focus on what you can control, and then what you're doing to others. So, like, what you're doing to yourself, how you're in your own way, the things that you're doing that are malicious, and you're neglecting your health, you're neglecting your body, you're neglecting your mind, you're neglecting everything about, you're in your own way a lot of the time. But it's also that you're not doing everything that you can for other people. I mean, you're not being there for your friends, or you're not being there for your mom, or you're not being there for your little nephew, or you're not being there for people in the way that they need you. But right now, I'm on the type of time where I can't be there for anyone. I legit can't, because I got to be there for myself. I simply cannot be there and give myself more to anyone else, because what I have to do right now is give myself to myself. And I hate sounding so corny, but that's just the way it is. And people aren't going to understand that, you know, but that's just the fucking way it is. So I'll leave you with that. I want to remind you guys of a couple things. Make sure that next time when you're washing your ass, you stick a finger up it. Okay. Do that for me. The next thing is, I want you to clean your belly button, but before you clean it, I want you to smell it. Rate it out of 1 to 10 smells. 1 is not that smelly, and 10 is pungent. Clean your belly button, because most people don't. I sure as fuck don't, because I like my belly button to accumulate, and then I like to sniff it when it's at a 10. I just beat myself up because I always jump the gun, and it's always at like a 2 or 3. But anyway, so I want you to clean your belly button. Next thing is, I want you to buy a toe separator. You can get them off Amazon. It just separates your toes. Sleep in that. Okay, it'll make your toes stronger. It'll make your body better. Second thing is, I want you to buy anal beads. Okay, buy them. Buy anal beads and just wear them around your neck. Make a necklace out of them, and just don't even explain them to people. Just buy necklaces, buy like a chain, a cheap chain, and wrap a very cheap, small but sturdy set of anal beads around your neck, and just walk into public and realize that no one, and I mean no one, gives a fuck about you. And with that, I leave you guys, and I'll talk to you guys in the next podcast. Thank you guys for listening, whoever is listening to the whole thing. Your attention is valuable. Thank you, guys. Peace.